Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Inspire small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend, Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, back on the show. We missed Bill. He's been out for a while, and he's back now, and we're so happy about that. Bill, as you know, is the legendary small business economist. He's the guy who started the NFIB's Index for Small Business Optimism right out of high school almost half a century ago, and he is... The NFIB's Index for Small Business Optimism, folks, is the gold standard. It is a legendary work, and Bill is the father of it and continues to produce it, and he's our good friend. He's been here with us now for over 20 years. He's been reporting on this every month. He's our good friend, Bill Dunkelberg. Welcome back, and we're so happy to have you back.
Thank you, sir. It's a pleasure to be back.
It's good to have you back. So let's go to work. Bill, the index... This is for October. What was the overall index? The all 10 factors was pretty flat for October over September.
Well, yeah, over September it was basically unchanged at 104. But remember
104.
It's 104. Which was my temperature a lot of the time when I was sick. Unfortunately, but anyway, but that's a very good number compared to the 47-year average of around 98, somewhere in there.
And the average during the Biden economy, folks, was 94. I did the math. 94.
Yeah.
For those sitting, I throw out 09, Bill. I don't charge him with 09. From 10 forward,
okay.
the 7 years after 09 in the two Biden terms. The index was 94, and in the last 4 years, it's averaged about 104.
Yeah, well, for the last two months, it has. That's for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah.
We'll see. You know where it goes from here, because now small business owners have a lot to think about.
How much of your index for November will be acquired after the election? Most of it, right?
Oh yeah, most of it. We'll mail out 10,000 questionnaires on November 1, and so that means about election day, November 3rd.
Right.
Our owners will be receiving the questionnaire, and so all the filling out will happen.
Right.
Most of the filling out of those forms will happen in the first week. So,
mm-hmm.
By the 10th or the 12th, somewhere there, we'll have a bulk of the responses back.
Mm-hmm. And so it's really been – I was pointing out to Ramon Ray in the previous interview, Bill, the difference between – something that's really come to light for me in the last few months since I've been trying to put some things together – about the difference between the Biden economy and the Trump economy. In the Biden economy, for 7 years, the stock market went record while Main Street never had seven bad years like they did in terms of the GDP of the economy. We had a lost decade on Main Street while Wall Street went record. And so you and I wondered, how can those two things be so different? But in the last 4 years... the stock market's been record again. Main Street went record again. Those two can be record together, and the difference is regulations came down. Income tax came down. What do you think?
Yeah, well, that's certainly it. And, of course, don't forget the Fed.
Right.
The Fed has continually tried to push the economy to create inflation. The way they do that is to lower interest rates. And, of course, every time you knock the interest rates down, you inflate the value of assets like
mm-hmm.
stocks
yep.
or bonds. And so, looking at record high levels for stock market measures and for bond market values because the Fed has pushed interest rates down to basically zero. So, you know, you wonder how much real prosperity there is in that.
Yeah, but at least there's no stagflation. I mean, this is the low interest rates and low inflation. And
absolutely.
Is the opposite of stagflation, which is what killed us in the 70s, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. And why the Fed so dearly wants to create inflation is beyond me and many observers.
Exactly.
You know? That's a risky,
I agree 100%.
Play.
And that's why, folks, that all of us out here on Main Street always thought Bill Duckenberg should be the perennial chairman for life of the Fed. We're going to take a quick break right back with Dr. Bill Duckenberg. After the break, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.